right now on the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program. Matter of fact, we have the complete interview, and I don't think people have paid a lot of attention to this, although there are those who want to. One of the fellows that I know, and I think you know him too, out in Seattle, his name is Bob Rivers. You know him, Jennifer?
Not personally, but I've heard of him. Uh-huh.
Yeah, good guy. Very clever fellow. He's the one who is, among other things, best known for a lot of he does parodies on songs and interviews and stuff, but he does a serious program. I mean, he mixes the program well, kind of does locally what we try to do here on this program, mix a lot of things together, and hopefully it'll make a good stew. The interesting bit from his program this year has been he actually talked to Paula Broadwell at great length and has released the audio, and we have that whole item. I think, Michael, you've posted it, right? The audio, it's in the audio highlight section, right, at DougSteffen.com?
Correct.
So we have a few excerpts from it, Jennifer, and I thought maybe it might be, this hour is not devoted to spending a lot of time on any one thing because we want to touch in on a lot of things that people may or may not know that are happening in the world. But this interview and the conversation, the whole business about Petraeus has just, I haven't seen anything like this for quite a while, and I've been talking with people for a long time. Anyway, here Bob Rivers asks Ms. Broadwell about the Petraeus ability to work with different administrations. This is two. Thank you, Michael.
I'm always fascinated by guys who serve our country through various administrations. In other words, you get the sense that although politics is always a wah, wah, wah on the cable TV, that there's a continuity, and that if Obama recognizes his leadership as Bush did, that to me that says credibility. He's a real leader, and he has the best interests of the country. So
I would agree.
That's my first softball question.
What was the question, though? No.
There was no question. Such a softball, you can answer any way you want.
Yeah. Well, he's a very values-oriented leader. But listen, at the end of the day, Bob, he's a warfighter. And both
That's what he does.
Recognize
yeah.
that. Bush asked him to turn the tide of the war. He did. President Obama asked him to turn the tide of Afghanistan, and he did help to set the conditions there so that we could begin to transition to Afghan lead. And he proved himself, and now he's very close to President Obama.
All right. So here's the real juicy stuff. At least you can interpret it as being juicy, Jennifer.
Right. She sounds like she loves him.
Well, this may be more of a key to that. Here, Bob Rivers talks to Paula Broadwell about some of her experiences with the general.
Hmm. What did you think going in that turned out not to be what you expected?
I thought it would be more difficult to travel there as a woman, and I'd been to war zones before in uniform, but traveling independently as a journalist in civilian clothes in a hostile environment, I thought it would be more difficult. But I found Afghans very receptive. They wanted to tell their story. I found my brothers and sisters in arms receptive. I was back with my tribe, if you will, and they wanted to tell their story too. So I was surprised that it was so easy, and both the Afghans and the U.S. military facilitated the travel.
In the time you spent with General Petraeus, both in Afghanistan and in the States, how many times did he tell you, over and say, okay, I think you need to leave the room now if he's in a high-level talker in Afghanistan?
Never leave the room.
Leave the tent. But did he tell you to get lost sometimes?
Well, at the beginning, I wasn't invited into the room, so he didn't have to tell me to get lost. But as we approached the final 6 months of his tour there, I gained more and more rapport, and I proved myself trustworthy, I think. Yeah. And he wanted his story to be told. Frankly, he's a senior leader. He's a bit of a legend. He wanted to preserve his legacy. So here's somebody that's trustworthy. Now, I had to sign non-disclosure agreements. I was briefed by his staff frequently about what I couldn't say.
And I saw his briefs.
But I wasn't there as a loyal, sycophant or anything. There,
there
is an objective journalist, and they had to kind of make sure I knew what the boundaries were.
I get the feeling that you can shoot General Petraeus in the morning, and he'll be running 10 miles by the afternoon. He's been shot.
He has been shot. He was shot in the chest, and he was a battalion commander, and he was
scars,
evacuated. And
he's tough.
He's a tough guy. The bullet went through his lung, and he was bleeding to death internally, but he was operated on by Bill Frist, who later became Senator Bill Frist. And a couple days later, he wanted to leave the hospital room. He was insistent on getting back. And he's got this will to win, and he's just, you know, sheer determination to get back in the fight. And he pulls his IVs out of his arms. He gets down and does push-ups to show that he's fine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
And they let him go. And he tries to go running a few days later. And it breaks the stitches and staples inside his lung pop, and he gets an infection in his lung. But he's just determined, and that's, you know, that's exemplary of his attitude to life. You're not going to hold me back. It doesn't matter if it's a bullet wound. He had cancer, prostate cancer. I ran with him when he had cancer. We ran 6-minute miles.
Well, you ran with him. Actually, he was trying to slow your book down by tiring you out, right?
Right.
Didn't you do 6-minute miles? You did a lot of interviews with him, and were they 6-minute miles?
No. Seriously? We could run 6-minute miles. Generally, when we'd run an interview, and I would bring a recorder, we would run at like a 7:30 pace. But the first time I ran with him, which I write about in the preface of the book, I thought I would test him. So I had graduated first in my class physically at West Point and was on the cross country.
So you thought, I'm younger, I'm fitter.
I'll put him in his place.
And you go out, and what happened?
Well, and he thought, I'm stronger, I'm older, I'll
General
be hurt.
Oh my gosh.
You're both sprinting for
you
a mile.
You can me first and I'll still beat you.
We started at the Pentagon, and we had a pretty decent pace. We were talking and running, and he starts to pick up the pace, and this is a signature move. He does this with a lot of his mentees, and basically it's a passage that anyone who wants to be his aide has to sort of be able to run and keep up with him. But after about 3 or 4 miles, we get down to the Washington Monument, and I notice he is picking up the pace, and my thoughts had been, keep him talking so he can slow down and I can keep up. At some point, I turned off the recorder and we just ran. I think it was the last 2.5 miles, about a 6-minute mile pace.
Wow.
I won.
Yeah. Mm. There you go. You sure did win.
Sure.
Wow. So,
that was a little telling, don't you think?
Yeah, I thought it was a little. But see, we know the rest of the story now and didn't know it then. So, Paula Broadwell and Bob Rivers having a conversation about General Petraeus and how she wrote the book. So a lot of good little gossipy stuff there. 800-510-8255 should you want to discuss that. And we have Secretary Leon Panetta requesting the Joint Chiefs of Staff review the ethics training of our military officers after this scandal. Even though Panetta did not specifically reference the Petraeus scandal, which also has involved General John Allen, his request came at the as a result of the internal Pentagon discussion that began before Petraeus resigned from the CIA. Anyway, there's a review at the Pentagon to find a better way of keeping officers out of trouble. Come on. What are you, crazy? Especially this woman, who was number one physically in her class at West Point. You see all of the pictures and all the people talking about her and her physical prowess. Mm-hmm. And, she was happy to display it for anybody who wanted to look. So you think, what, you got to cover everybody up in burkas so that they don't have, you can't, even women who are in normal combat roles, there's a certain, there always is this discussion, Jennifer, of women liking men in uniform. Hey, yes. I got news for you. Men like women in uniforms, too.
Is that true?
I think it's very true. Yeah. So, anyway, it's always interesting to have these conversations. This thing's not going to go away.
I think I have my Krispy Kreme uniform.
You. Oh, my God, that's pretty funny. Yes. Just for those of you who dream of Jennifer Horn, dream of her in her Krispy Kreme uniform. Mm. 16 past the hour on the Friday Good Day program.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing, plus big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry, our flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Fidelity Investments is taking connectivity to the financial markets to the next level with their next generation of mobile apps for iPhone and Android smartphones. Richard Blunk, Executive Vice President, Digital Distribution at Fidelity.
The demand for sophisticated mobile solutions is increasing, and Fidelity is answering that challenge with their next generation mobile apps that give investors real-time analysis, research, and trading tools in the palm of their hand.
For more information, go to fidelity.com/iPhone and fidelity.com/Android. Systems availability and response times may be subject to mobile phone network and market conditions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Email Jennifer at DougSteffen.com or Doug at DougSteffen.com. Jennifer's going to check out what's going on Facebook and Twitter. Yesterday, a lot of conversation about the scandal. Our poll this weekend at DougSteffen.com, Jen, focuses on the scandal and its natural progression, which is to grow. Our question has to do with whether or not you think the news media is spending too much time on the scandal. And basically the question is, who is getting too much attention in the scandal? Is it General Petraeus himself, Paula Broadwell, Jill Kelly, General Allen, the shirtless FBI guy, or all of the above? In my opinion, Jill Kelly is the kind of person that if you met from... She's got grease on her. You know what I mean? She's slimy.
A little slimy?
Yeah, she's all about her. And Broadwell, you kind of get. And Petraeus, you get. There's nothing bad about Petraeus. I don't see anything in Petraeus that's bad. His wife's upset with him, and that's pretty understandable. But in terms of his motivation, I mean, the guy is, he does what sadly happens to many men and women. But this Kelly is all about just her own self-importance. Anybody, I've come across these people that do these social things for various government officials or the Army of Service.
She's a socialite, isn't she?
She's a social climber. That's what she is. And it's always with her, all about her. So anyway, she'd be the one I'd underscore there. Check out the poll at DougSteffen.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust.
MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Research just came out. This is crazy. It reveals the closer you live to a bar, the more likely you are to become a heavy drinker. Yeah. And the closer you live to a Dunkin' Donuts, the more likely you are to become the governor of New Jersey. That's just a fact.
Hey, have you heard these stories about these states that want to secede from the Union? I guess it started with Texas. Texas always wants to do this. Anyway. Well, as of this morning, they've gathered over 700,000 signatures all across the country from people who want to secede from the United States, which is not a bad idea. I mean, we all secede. We change our name to, like, instead of United, the Together States of America. And China gets stuck with the bill. Sorry.
By the way, if you're looking for a job, Facebook just launched a new app that might be of use to you. They teamed up with the Department of Labor to create what they call the Social Jobs app. You can browse through something like 2 million job listings. You know it's bad when even Facebook thinks it's time for you to get off your ass and find a job. Facebook also has an app that can help you lose your job. It's called Facebook.
Check this out. A new survey found that 9% of Americans have their childhood dream job. I know. I had no idea there were so many Ghostbusters. That's just...
Who are you going to call?
What did you dream of when you were a little boy?
You know, I liked tractors when I was a little boy. I liked the things that ran, things that move, trucks, tractors, things like that.
When like mechanic about, stuff.
When I'm 4, 5, 6 years old, if that's mm-hmm. what you, yeah. What about
you? Know
you?
What mine was? I wanted to be a ballerina and a checker at Kmart.
Really?
Yeah, even as a kid, I wanted to have two jobs.
Where did the job at Krispy Kreme come in?
Oh, not till much later.
Oh, really? Okay.
I was just always wanted to run a cash register, and they had the best one at Kmart, so,
fun.
You know.
Yeah. It's always good. I feel that cold, hard cash.
Oh, I didn't like the cash so much. I just liked to poke the button. They had ding, pokey ding, buttons ding, at Kmart. Yeah.
From the ladies on The View yesterday, they discussed rumors about Bruce Jenner and his wife getting a divorce.
You'd be smart if you were.
The National Enquirer is reporting that Bruce Jenner has been talking with a divorce lawyer and is about to split from his wife, Kris.
No,
I don't know.
Can't they wait till season 8?
That's very important.
Deficit, George.
It should be
the
way.
The only reason that I think it may be possible is that supposedly neither one of them have commented. And to this spokesperson declined to comment. Usually, what do they say about, no, it's not true. They've never been happy.
The Inquirer's reporting this week that you and I are at each other's throats.
Well, that's true.
No, it's not true. And we know it's not true. So sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong.
But you and I are right.
I know
I'm your best straight man.
You are. But I mean, like, they reported the John Edwards case. And it was true.
They also reported Jesse Jackson. It was true. They do report some things that, you know, they get a little
crazy. Right, some are wrong. So in this case, we don't know.
It's these reality shows. It just seems that when you go on reality shows and you give out everything, because some stuff really is supposed to stay in the house. And it, with the Kardashians,
well,
they tell everything.
Yeah,
well, I know, but that's what I'm saying. You tell everybody your business.
Right. Yeah,
and then, you know, and then everybody, I don't know. It seems like they never stay together with these reality shows. You know,
the business of reality show. Business. All right, from Wendy Williams' television program, she answers an audience member's question about how to deal with an apartment mate who's trying to hook up with the audience member's man.
There is this girl who lives in my building who I think is trying to hook up with my man. Every time I see her and she sees him from across the hall or whatever, she'll do the shoulder touch and the hair flip and the very strong eye gaze. And one time...
Okay, she's not trying. She's doing it. Like, she's very effective. Those are all the things that I tell girls when you want to flirt. You flip. Yes.
Mm-hmm. She was doing it in the halls, in the gym. So my thing is, I want to approach her, but I don't want to sound like the crazy girl who's saying, keep your hands off my man.
Well, that's what you tell her. Keep your hands off my man, or I'm going to kick your... Right? That's what you tell her. 28, that's the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you've ever been on the losing end of a travel provider that ceases to operate, then you know recouping your losses can often be difficult. The announcement of a tour operator, a cruise line, or an airline going out of business is one of those times when travel insurance makes sense. But don't just purchase any policy. You want to buy from a third party and then read that policy very, very carefully to see what's covered and also what's not. Or take it up with your credit card company. The Fair Credit Billing Act has certain restrictions, but credit card companies have been known to sometimes bend the rules. You should always contact the U.S. Tour Operators Association, or in the case of cruise lines, the Federal Maritime Commission. Both organizations require members to post hefty bonds to be used to reimburse customers for payments or deposits if they ever fail to operate. But no matter what, do not procrastinate. The faster you act, the better chance you have of getting the problem solved, because remember, once somebody goes out of business, the line starts forming. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
We interrupt our program with news that a buy one, get one 50% off sale made impact at Old Navy, and what officials say is a sign of impending Germageddon. We now take you to Shoppers on the scene.
It crashed into Earth with enormous savings. I got a coat, and without warning, jeans were half price. And I bought a sweater and got a performance fleece. Half off. We're all going to buy.
Save yourself and buy one, get one 50% off the entire store. November 17th through 22nd. Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Valid 11/17 through 11/22 in store only, excludes gift cards.
I'm happy to bring you the next in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Martha and seven other grandparents were excited to finally charter the 52-foot catamaran to the British Virgin Islands, with their nephew as captain. After 4 days of fun in the sun, they were fishing 11 miles out to sea when the engines quit and the boat began to take on water. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit travelguard.com/stories. Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Investigate. It's another compelling hour of investigative journalism. Doug Steffen and, we were just talking about Kris and Bruce Jenner heading for a divorce, so I don't need to spend any more time on that. Say it again, Doug. I don't know where I was. I said Ken for some reason, meaning Kim Kardashian. It would be hard to confuse Kim and Ken, wouldn't it?
It would be hard to, yeah.
Attributes and all that good stuff.
Yes.
All right, Robert De Niro is in the news. Guy Fieri back. Lindsay Lohan and her family. The usual garbola from them. The BP settlement, $4.5 billion, goes into the U.S. Treasury. What do they do with that money? Settling the Deepwater Horizon oil rig disaster. The settlement being paid out over 5 years, including $1.25 billion in criminal fines, the largest such penalty ever. So what happens under this agreement, Jennifer? BP pleads guilty to 11 felony counts of misconduct and neglect because 11 of their rig workers were killed. One misdemeanor count under the Clean Water Act. A misdemeanor count under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, who knew there was one, and a felony count of obstruction of Congress, because, as usually, these big companies think they're bigger and tougher than everybody else, and therefore, we're not going to do it. It's like Exxon, who, by the way, is bigger and tougher than everybody else, because they, you know, have still failed to pay a penny. Yet the government fined them $6 billion. After the Exxon Valdez, they have spent $6 billion.
How did they avoid that?
Well, because they've good lawyers. The lawyers go to court. Wow. They stop this. They stop
just
that.
Tie it up.
They've spent, right, $6 billion. This is like, what, 20 years ago? How many years ago was the Exxon Valdez?
A long time ago.
Yeah. $6 billion. And by the way, they can write that all off. I don't know. I guess, can you write this off? Any accountants listening? 800, where's Stuart Brooks when I need him? 800-510-8255. Can't BP write off the penalty, the fine, as the cost of doing business? Can they write it off? If that's the case, there's no real consequence other than to the U.S. Treasury. So the money goes into the pot and gets spent, as usual, waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, right? Maybe for a few good things. So there's a couple of really good questions there, if I do say so myself. Where does the money go? And in terms of accountancy, can this money be deducted, this expense? This is a legal business expense, isn't it? So you write it off.
Yeah.
I will assume that until somebody tells me different. 800-510-8255. By the way, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to just let it drop where it may. Remember when Rush Limbaugh went out on, went after, what was that lady's name in March?
Oh, Sandra Fluke.
Sandra Fluke. Do you know the estimates are coming in that may have cost those of us who are in this business $100 million?
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah. And Limbaugh takes no, all right, I'm not getting off. This is something that really, as an independent businessman in this business, I know how much it's cost me. And I'm not one who often does his laundry in public, but when I really resent it. I do. I resent.
But do you blame, I mean, this is the whole thing.
I do. I blame
Rush Limbaugh?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do.
Because I blame people that have gotten to this mentality that we can hold everybody hostage.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. I mean, I read an email yesterday.
To Rush Limbaugh.
Right. I read, but it's with the aftermath. It's just the arrogance that goes with it that bothers me. It's just rubbing everybody's nose in it. And that's what kind of turned off a lot of the advertising agencies.
I guess.
And some of them,
I mean,
permanently.
Other people have done just the same thing. I mean, yeah. Ed Schultz called the B word to...
But it's a different... And by the way, most of the agencies are run by conservative businessmen. Most of the companies that are in the advertising and radio business are run by people who are right of center. But they're speaking to the effectiveness of those, I mean, whether you want to blame whoever you want to blame under the circumstances, it started with Limbaugh. Whether you can blame whoever you want to, but it hurt a lot of people. And it's at some point realizing it's kind of like the Republicans in general now. I think this is becoming pretty obvious. After Mitt Romney said what he did this week about, and I, by the way, I agree with him 100%. Obama bought the election with all of the gifts that come from you and me, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer America. He bought the election. But does making that step, Romney doesn't care anymore because he's not going to run for public office. So do all the rest of the Republicans have to distance themselves from those remarks? Yep. Pretty much. Some have, some haven't. I'm not running for office, and I'm not, well, I guess I am running a popularity contest because that's what being on the radio is all about. But under the circumstances, I think that what Romney said has much credibility to it. The fact that everybody's running away from the remark, or many people are who are Republicans, tells you that they're afraid of the same kind of thing that we're talking about with regard to Limbaugh. Somebody's going to get angry, and they're going to protest. The guy who sent me the email yesterday who wasn't happy because of what I said about Christmas, I'm not going to spend any money with any of your advertisers. You know, that's their right. That's part of the process. That's part of reality. But under the circumstances, is it fair? I guess that's not a consideration. It's what you want to do. And in this circumstance, those people who protested what Limbaugh said, whether he was right or wrong, wasn't the point. You're not into the changing landscape in America. You can fight it or you can join it. And I think what Limbaugh said reflected on the changing demographics in the country, the reaction to what he said reflected poorly with a certain constituency or demographic that he doesn't care about, but a lot of us in radio do. As a matter of fact, I do, because that's my demographic. That's who we talk to here, certainly in large part. The Sandra Flukes of the world are the audience for the Good Day program, in part. So you got that, and then you have, some things that are said by some. They get magnified because the news media always wants to create something, and the news media has been happy to go after Limbaugh because the news media's bias is the other side of the pike, as it were. We all know that. We all know who most of the people in the news media vote for. We know what their party affiliation is, and we know what their preference is when it comes to politics. We know it. Everybody pretty much knows it. So, given that, I guess my thinking here, Jennifer, and I don't want to get off on this too long, but under the circumstances, there is a pressure now that's being brought to bear. That's part of the reality. Do you want to change it? I'd like to, but I can't single-handedly, and neither can you, and neither can most other people. So if you want to be successful in business, politics, maybe even life, you better learn to embrace or understand or maybe just accept the changing face of America. That's the lesson that came out of Limbaugh. That's the lesson that came out of the election. That's pretty much the way it is. If you don't cater to what are the large minorities in some way, shape, or form, then under the circumstances, why shouldn't you? Why can't we all just get along? Isn't that a good question? Why can't people... The problem is that many of you might want to call, or you're thinking, I'm going to say what you're thinking at the moment. It's a two-way street. It is. Why can't we get along with them? Why can't they get along with us? We all know how certain neighborhoods in our country, in certain cities especially, have become very segregated by design, by desire. The people who claim their segregation are the ones who create the neighborhoods, whatever their ethnicity is. Am I right or wrong?
I think you're right, actually.
Yeah.
I think people like to congregate with other like people.
Yeah, of course we do. But the way congregating is one thing. Getting along, accepting, and understanding people who are different. And that goes for religion. I say this because I don't like religion, because I think religion is very destructive in many ways. It's very constructive sometimes, but tends to be destructive. Look what's going on again in the Middle East. The Israelis and the Palestinians shooting each other up again. Where's that going to go?
I know.
Look at all
the end of
hatred.
The end if they start fighting.
It's just
terrible.
It's more fighting. Things never change there. Where's that really enlightened leader who's going to take us out of? It's almost like Moses leading us out, right, from the shackles and bonds that were a part of life then. So where's that person now? Don't see him, do you?
Nope.
Don't see that person.
Sad. Hopefully someone will step up.
So I've had my way with you. Now let's move to something that's, after saying that. Hey, guys, everywhere you look is a new testosterone product, right? Because boosting free testosterone will improve your desire and enhance the exercising mass that creates itself after you exercise, you know what I mean? Bulking up, getting bigger and stronger. There's a secret to boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time. It'll take your experience to a whole new level. In fact, your body also needs nitric oxide to improve blood flow and maximize libido and performance. So the story to present to you now is about a product called T-Gen with Nitro Boost. You'll love this, Jennifer. Introducing T-Gen, not your gen, T-Gen with Nitro Boost. Ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels while at the same time boosting nitric oxide in your body when and where it counts. If you call today, you can try T-Gen with Nitro Boost for only half price. That's right. You get it for half price by dialing 800-317-9865. 800-317-9865. Dr. Kent thinks this is cool. Sky high libido, better performance, and you get half You buy it for half the price. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Try TGen and get yourself into a better position. Dial 800-317-9865. You got to call now for TGen, 800-317-9865. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. All right, 13 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day, the Friday program. Is it Friday the 16th? It is.
It's Friday. Who cares Friday, what day it is?
The 16th. Friday!
Fun right. Friday.
So, the BP thing, Michael says that BP will not be able to deduct from their tax returns the cost of paying this $4.5 billion settlement, and it can't be applied to other settlements. That is, they have been sued. Their insurance company is paying out to the family of the 11 workers who were killed and others whose careers or lives have been cut short by all of this. So I saw a number that showed another $4 billion plus being spent to fix the other problems created by this disaster. So $8 billion to fix something that if they'd have done it right in the first place would have cost them about $8 or $9 million. What do you think of that? What you could have done right for another $8 or $9 million in the end cost you $8 billion.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah, great business. Smart. Okay, let's. Speaking of smart, this Guy Fieri thing, the TV Food Network chef, is this much ado about nothing? What's the story here?
Oh, it is, obviously. But it's funny when a restaurant is panned when it's run by someone who's on the TV network.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. Food guy, yeah.
Right, a TV Food Network. So yesterday, Guy Fieri came out and responded to the New York Times review of his new Times Square restaurant, which is called Guy's American Kitchen and Bar. He said, quote, "I just thought it was ridiculous," he told Savannah Guthrie on the Today Show. "I've read reviews. There's no good. There's good and there's bad in the restaurant business. This one went overboard." And that is true. I mean, they could have just panned it, but I think they went the extra mile because of Guy's celebrity status. Savannah said some of the reviews on Yelp weren't that great either, and Guy admitted that the restaurant's only 2 months old. It may need some work.
Really?
He said he'd been in the restaurant business for 25 years, and it's not perfect.
So, hooey, hooey, hooey.
Although I've heard his restaurant up in Sonoma, California, which is not new, it's been there for a long time, is not very good either. So maybe it's not his thing.
Robert De Niro doesn't like Jay-Z.
Yeah, I guess he's not too happy with Jay-Z. The New York Post said that during Leonardo DiCaprio's birthday party, which is weird, I didn't get my invitation, Robert De Niro confronted Jay-Z over his failure to return his phone calls.
He wanted him to do something for some charity.
Yeah, well, Jay-Z had said he would record a song for the Tribeca Film Festival, but then never called him back.
Right. You don't not call Robert De Niro.
You don't call
back.
Yeah, come on. You don't
Robert
send him
De Niro
to voicemail.
Called you, would you call him back? Jay-Z.
Absolutely.
Remember, Obama called him a jackass, right?
No, that was Kanye West.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe they both are.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, our Better Living with Technology department, we have Shelley Palmer here, Jennifer, who wants to talk to you about Verizon's re-entry into the Windows mobile phone market. I guess I didn't know that they were or weren't there to begin with. Did you?
No.
Verizon's re-entry into the Windows mobile phone market. Up next, you'll learn something here on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free maintains and repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free maintains and repairs. Healthy joints, Move Free.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, in case you missed it, Verizon re-entered the world of Windows phones yesterday with the launch of the Windows Phone 8X by HTC and Nokia's Lumia 822. Windows Phone 8 released its first hardware back on October 29th, with companies like AT&T launching their own models featuring Microsoft's mobile OS in the following weeks. But Verizon's 8X by HTC is the only variation of the phone that currently supports wireless charging, which is something that almost no other phones offer. AT&T's Lumia 920 is still the
king of the Windows phone market, though, with reviews dubbing it the most powerful, feature-rich Windows phone available. While it doesn't have anywhere near as many apps as iOS or the overwhelming market share that Android enjoys, Windows Phone 8 is a new, sleek alternative. For those of you who are getting tired of Android and iOS, Windows Phone 8 is the first iteration of Microsoft's mobile OS that's worth checking out. I know I'm interested. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
We interrupt our program with news that a buy one, get one 50% off sale made impact at Old Navy and what officials say is a sign of impending Chermageddon. We now take you to Shoppers on the scene.
It crashed into Earth with enormous savings. I got a coat and without warning, jeans were half price. And I bought a sweater and got a performance fleece. Half off. We're all going to buy.
Save yourself and buy one, get one 50% off the entire store. November 17th through 22nd. Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Valid 11/17 through 11/22 in store only, excludes gift cards.
42, 43, $2.43.
My girls are trying to break into the lemonade biz. It's rough out there. I told them to use email marketing from Constant Contact. It was the right choice for growing my small business, GoTime Fitness. Email really works because you know people are checking their inbox every day. Up, here comes the competition.
With email marketing from Constant Contact, you'll have the tools to easily create custom emails that will work for your business. Plans start as low as $15 per month at ConstantContact.com.
'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house, delicious gift baskets with enough nuts to tempt a mouse. Full of sweets and cheeses and sausages and more, many of them delivered right to your door. Here's some more on that Kendra Johansson, yes.
What signals the start of the holiday season for you? For many shoppers, it's the tradition of going to their local mall and seeing that familiar display of specialty meats, cheeses, and sweets, and knowing that the Hickory Farm stores are now open for the holiday season. Since 1951, Hickory Farms has been offering delicious food gifts with their signature summer sausages, which has earned the American Masters of Taste gold medal for superior taste. For years, Hickory Farms has expressed its gratitude to the men and women who serve our country by providing free shipping to APO, FPO military addresses on certain products. To celebrate this season's grand opening, when select gifts like their Home for the Holidays gift box are purchased during the month of November, Hickory Farms will donate a summer sausage to the military support group, Operation Gratitude. For more information and to send a taste of home to your loved ones away from home, visit HickoryFarms.com. That's Lifestyles from Hickory Farms.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program offering you the chance to win a $25 Visa gift card just for telling us what makes your life better. Smart mom, smart dad. Go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show or tweet us at Good Day Show and we'll have a winning smart mom tip of the day later today here.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.